It's almost time for Acoustic Sailing. How's it going, everybody? It's 4:01, so I guess it is time. My name is Vinny Magantini, and this is WMFO. We're in Medford, a freeform station, and we play no commercials, live DJs. It's 855-915-9636. Call me. Get ready, folks. Today's show will celebrate the life of Graham Edge, the original drummer for the Moody Blues, and also we'll send out some songs to Stephen Sondheim, the great, and I do mean the great Stephen Sondheim, who passed away recently. This is WMFO in Medford, and we'll start the show on the flip side of this PSA.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO, we are 91.5 FM, and it's a treat to be with you. I hope you enjoy the program. I would love to hear from you, 855-915-9636. That is the phone number, and I'm already taking requests, and this one goes out to Sarah. It's a song by a group called Led Zeppelin, and it's all about looking for a woman with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. This is Going to California. This is WMFO, Medford.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. I'm going to California with an aching my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. I didn't see too many this time. Tell you that we all are the same. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains in the canyon start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to awake. Come on, June. It seems that the rump of the log's got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me your line if I reach it in time. I see you up there with the plans run straight. She plays guitar and cries.
And she sings, Joni.
Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on a hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Sure is hard.
You could call that British bluegrass. That's Led Zeppelin right there with Going to California. It's a song written by Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. And it's from a collection or a live recording called How the West Was Won. As promised, I have a song now by the great Moody Blues. And it's a live rendition of a track of theirs called Never Comes the Day. And it's their live performance at the Isle of Wight, and it's a lovely, lovely song, and I have a feeling you've never heard it. So turn this one up and listen to it. It's a bit of Americana, bits of no depression, alt country, and it's just a lovely tune. I hope you enjoy it. This is WMFO in Medford, and this is Never Comes a Day by the Moody Blues live.
Work away today, work away tomorrow. Never comes the day when my love and me, I feel her gently sighing as the evening slips away. Tonight in a place where I could lay my head. Said, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? Shook my hand, but that's all he said. Take a load off, man. Take a load free.
Take a load off, baby.
little bit of Higher and Higher from the Moody Blues, and that was featuring, of course, the late, great Graham Edge on drums. Before that was The Wait, a song by the band done by Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead from the newly released, that just came out, Volume 40 of the Dave's Pick series from the Grateful Dead. That was live at Deer Creek Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. And, of course, we started the show off with Led Zeppelin. We will have some comedy by John Lovitz, thanks to Terry Gross for giving me the interview that she conducted with the good old comic and actor John Lovitz. And right now, let's carry on with a song by Ray Charles. Check this one out.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one. Dreams of you at night, and longs to kiss your lips, and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
With love for you.
Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
Well, I am a pastor. You know, the first time I did it, people laughed, and then this engineer that worked at NBC came up to Lauren's office and said, oh, that's the funniest thing I ever saw, you should put that on more. And so it's because of the audience response, really, that you repeat characters. You know, it's not the other way around. It's the audience picks the hit characters, and then, you know, so you continue to do them.
But at a certain point, you gave up the character. What was that point?
Well, I'd done it so many times, and I just wanted to move on.
Mm-hmm. So,
because after the second year, it was just kind of enough.
So you decided to stop it.
Yeah, people are, you know, on Saturday Night Live, they're kind of weird about that. When you have a hit character, they
want you to milk it.
Well, no, they want you to do it, and when it becomes popular, then everyone tends to, you know, because they're comedians, they tend to make fun of it and not really, you know, go, oh, yeah, that. And it's a weird thing when you have a hit character. They don't really. they're not saying, hey, that's great. They're kind of saying, like, making fun of it, because the show, I guess, is supposed to be like anti-culture, you know, or whatever, you know, against the establishment. So when you have a hit character and it becomes part of that, then they end up, you know, making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then after, you know, it bothered me at first, and then after a while, I go, okay, I get it, you know. But I kind of got tired of doing it, and then it made me feel good when I did Annoying Man my last year, and it was, I just slapped it together and, like, you know, I just said, give me the costume, and I wrote it in, like, 30 seconds.
Do you want to describe the character?
Just someone who's, I just try to be somebody who's annoying in every possible way, and a very grating voice, and, you know, like, hello, how are you? You know, and if you listen to someone talk like that for a long time, it would start getting annoying, and then I would chew on tin foil and take a fork and, you know, scrape it against the pan, and, you know, they're really grating the chalkboard.
The same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. You never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with. It had no basis in fact, but the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. I doubt she'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. Then away back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time look like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand, Marie.
into your car last night, took the stereo. Now you say you don't know why you even live there anymore. The garage man didn't see a thing, so you guess it was an inside job. You made a reservation, table for three. I said you'd have to wait, somebody must have bribed the maitre d'. The boss got mad and he blamed it all on you. The food was bad and the deal fell through. Get on the street. You step up to the counter, you nearly always get a seat. Nobody steals, nobody cheats. Wish you were here, my love. Wish you were here, my love. Tractor pulls and red man shoes, corporate relo refugees that need love too. We ain't seen Elvis in a year or two. We got a justification for wealth and greed. Amber waves of green and bathtub speed. Now we even got Starbucks. What else you need? Out here in the middle, where the center's on the right, and the ghost of William Jennings Bryan preaches every night to save the lonely souls in the dashboard light. Wish you were here, my love. Wish you were here.
Do it though himself. He'd always go. He'd say like the opening speech from Henry V, the chorus, and was, "Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention." And he would say like, "Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention," like that. And I thought it was very funny. I thought it was very good, but very funny too. And I used to imitate him, and then I kind of put it together with, you know, and then I wanted to be an actor, and an actor is a, you know, that's what a thespian is. So I was like the master thespian. You know, I was just joking around with my friend and say, I'm the master thespian, because I just wanted to be a great actor. That was my goal.
Were there any jokers in your family? Did you have a father who'd sit around the dinner table and tell jokes?
Yeah, he used to goof off, and he used to make prank phone calls. And I mean, the look for annoying man I got from him, he used to comb his hair forward and wear his glasses low. He didn't act like that, but that's where I got the look from. And he used to do something. He used to come home and tell us he was his twin brother, Howard. We would be like 7 or 8. But he would play it so straight for like a half an hour and just insist on it. And then he would leave, and then like 20 minutes later come back. I guess he would just wait in his car. And then we'd say, Howard was here. He goes, he was? You know.
So he really had a twin brother, Howard?
Huh? No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he just said he did.
I see. Okay.
We were young. He would do stuff like that.
One of my favorite sketches of the ones that you've done on Saturday Night Live was Harry Hanukkah.
Oh.
Did you write that?
No, Al Franken and Mike Myers wrote it.
Oh.
But I based it on, they wrote it and it was really funny. And then I based it on this actor, Ned Glass. Ned Glass, he talks like this. And he was the father on Bridget and Bernie. He was the Jewish father. He was in he's probably best in West Side Story. He was Pops, who I guess runs the drugstore or the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 15 years old...
What's wrong with you kids?
Well, when I was... You know, if you see these movies, you know who he is. When I was 15 years old, I was at my best friend's house, and his father is a doctor, and Ned Glass was one of his patients. And I was 15, and my friend's father says to Ned Glass, John wants to be an actor. And he says... You want to be an actor? He goes, what would you do if you hurt your toe? And I said, I'd say, ouch. He goes, would you say ouch if you were Hercules?
And he goes, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I got time on my hands. I'm just stripping paper. It's amazing. Spider-Man. dripping paper. I got time on my hands, I'm just dripping paper. I got time on my hands, I'm just dripping paper.
Because of the success of Oklahoma and subsequent shows, most musical theater now tells stories through songs. But that was not true prior to 1943, and which is the year of Oklahoma. So he was teaching me, but he also taught me how to structure a song. He taught me the use of a rhyme and everything, and about character, you know, inconsistencies, what is effective on a stage, concision, all kinds of things. He was technically, very, very good. His writing today particularly seems somewhat naive, but not if you look at it technically, and certainly not from the use of the imagination. His imagination, his creative imagination was far more sophisticated than the work itself and has affected the field.
Afraid of you.
You see?
I see you.
Maria, see only me.
Only you. You're the only thing I see. Forever. In my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do. Nothing else but you. Ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight I see as Maria.
Tony, Tony.
With you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
All the world is only you and me.
Me.
miracle would happen. I know now I was right.
For here you are, and what was just a word is a star. For me to live in, no better than all right. But here you are, and what was just a word is a star. Tonight.
I cannot stay. Go quickly.
I'm not afraid.
Please. Buenas noches.
I'll come there.
At closing time, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Tony!
Shh.
When you come, use the back door.
See.
What does Tony stand for?
Anton.
Te adoro, Anton.
Te adoro, Maria.
Good night, good night. Sleep well, and when would me dream of me.
Glorious music right there. That was, of course, Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's Tonight from West Side Story. Beautiful, beautiful music. And right now, it's time for the rundown. Are you ready? Here are all the songs you heard on today's program. I have Ella, I believe, coming in at 5 o'clock, so I want to get going with the rundown right away. So here we go. Here are all the songs on today's program on WMFO in Medford. Here we go. We heard today the following songs. Led Zeppelin gave us Going to California from How the West Was Won. And then the Moody Blues was in there with Never Comes the Day live from Live at the Isle of Wight Festival from 1970. The Grateful Dead gave us The Weight from Dave's Picks, Volume 40. We heard a little bit of Higher and Higher by The Moody Blues featuring Graham Edge. Ray Charles gave us You Don't Know Me from The Singular Genius, the complete ABC singles. We heard a bit of comedy by John Levitz. It can be found on Terry Gross's Fresh Air Laughs with Terry Gross. James McMurtry gave us two brand new songs, both from, well, actually the first one was from The Hounds and The Horses and The Hounds. It's his latest record, just came out this year. We heard Canola Fields. Then it was from St. Mary of the Woods, a song called Out Here in the Middle, both by the great James McMurtry. Elvis Costello and the Imposters sang Stripping Paper from Look Now. Miles Davis gave us Now's the Time from The Essential, Miles Davis, Disc 1. We heard, of course, The West Side Story, 1961 soundtrack, Tonight. And the words were Natalie Wood. She didn't sing, but she spoke some of those words of the great Stephen Sondheim's lyrics, Tonight. In the background, we hear Miles Davis, a song called John McLaughlin from Bitches Brew, Disc 2. I hope you're enjoying the program. There's just a little bit more. I'll have one or two more tracks for you. And then I believe, like I said, Ella will be up with lots of songs for you to warm you up on this cold night. On the program, I did include a little bit of Stephen Sondheim talking about the late, great Oscar Hammerstein. And the words he used to describe Oscar Hammerstein could be used to describe Stephen Sondheim. He wrote so many amazing musicals. He was a part of West Side Story with Leonard Bernstein, of course, but he had Company, Pacific Overtures, Sweeney Todd, so many. The late, great Stephen Sondheim. Jazz, folks, in case you've never heard it before, you hardly ever hear it on the radio, but we play jazz on WMFO. It's freeform music, it's live music, it's not a computer, and there's no commercials. We don't waste your time. Life is short. Make the best of it. Remember, the two most important days of your life are, one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. I'm Vin Magazzini. I'll be signing off in just a second. Remember, I hope you lock it in, 91.5 FM. It's for the best of music, all kinds of music, especially freeform music. And our motto here is the motto to live by. What do you need to live by? Well, you need something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. I look forward to playing more music for you in the future. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It'll be a Beatles feature. We're going to Let It Be in more ways than one. Have a great, meaningful weekend. This is Vin Magazzini signing off. WMFO Medford.
Telephone scream and the doorbells cry. Doctors gave you the warning. How much time? Kids asleep in their little bunks next room. You're up in the kitchen now trying to find the tune. Pulling the strings, bending the sound. Riding the ropes, but you ain't going down. Something's coming. Something's coming.